Welcome to the Action Breeds Clarity podcast. As Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. This podcast is for those who want to weave the habit of excellence into every area of life, not by big, grand, radical actions, but by small, consistent actions done with intention. This podcast is for those who are passionate about appreciating the time we have, building a life you feel proud to call yours, and being mindful of your actions, because how you show up really does matter. Hey, action takers, we're back. This is episode number 17, and I'm talking to you today about building self-integrity and how self-integrity plays a vital role in our commitment to taking action, especially in the long run. I believe there is a direct correlation between someone with high self-integrity and someone's ability to take massive action over long periods of time to drive their life forward towards the vision of success that they have for themselves. So first, let's define what integrity is so we're on the same page. Integrity is defined as the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles or moral uprightness, and a further meaning is the state of being whole and undivided. So if we include self to this definition of integrity, here's what it means in my opinion. The ability to be honest with yourself, and then having strong moral principles, or we can say having a strong set of values and standards used to govern yourself. And then lastly, it's the state of being whole and undivided. So to me, that means a continuous state of enoughness within yourself, meaning feeling like you are good enough and whole just as you are, as you continue to learn and grow and take action and gain clarity and have momentum and move your life forward. You are a work in progress, but you are also whole and good enough. You are always good enough at every state of development in your journey. That, to me, is self-integrity. So what does that have to do with taking action? Well, if you couldn't tell by this podcast that I've created, I am obsessed a little bit with taking purposeful action, driving my life forward, and I'm super interested in what contributes to creating high performers and people who just achieve a high level of success in their life, but that they are also really genuinely happy with their life and they're content at every state as well. And conversely, I'm interested in the contributing factors that prevent people from taking action, like what keeps people stuck and how do they overcome that. I'm interested in how people can create momentum in their lives, and I'm interested in what keeps people playing smaller than their potential in life as well. So I've been observing certain people and things in my life lately, and one of the key factors I've observed that keep people from succeeding at creating consistent and powerful habits in their life is a lack of keeping their word to themselves, which basically is a low level of self-integrity. So if we were to refer back to the definition from before, this essentially looks like a weak set of values and standards used to govern themselves. This could look like saying you want to stop drinking, but the next time you're in a social situation, if everyone else is drinking, or even if the one person you're with wants to drink, then you fold on your commitment to stop drinking and you drink because it's more convenient, or maybe you're not brave enough to break away from the pact. That is not keeping your word to yourself. This could also look like saying you want to get fit and committing to doing physical exercise regularly, but then you do it for 1 week and you stop because you're tired or sore, instead of modifying the plan to suit your current activity level better and keeping that forward momentum. Again, it boils down to not keeping your word to yourself. It could also look like saying you're going to stop spending money on eating out so much, but then you fail to make a plan for the week, and then you end up continuing the cycle that you've already determined is not best for you. Again, not keeping your word to yourself. That is what a lack of self-integrity boils down to. Not keeping your word to yourself, not keeping your commitments to yourself. and not keeping your commitments to yourself, meaning flaking out on your own promises to show up for yourself and move yourself in the direction you'd like to go. This is where cracks in your energy and your power to create positive change in your life start. So that's why it's so important to get this right before you can think about making even more action and moving your life forward in big ways. So being non-committal and flaky, I think this is so common today, and it probably goes largely unnoticed, or if it's noticed, we all just kind of settle for this kind of behavior and say, oh, well, that's how everyone is these days because everyone is doing it. I'm talking about people not showing up for dates that they've asked you on. I'm talking about people not showing up for meetings they've scheduled with you. I'm talking about people not calling when they say they will. I'm talking about people not communicating properly when something comes up and then they're just leaving you hanging. I'm talking about people not following through or delivering on a whole spectrum of things. Have you been on the receiving end of flakiness? It doesn't feel great. And since we're practicing self-honesty here, how often have you been the one who is flaking out on others? Be real, be honest. There's no judgment here, by the way. Change can only begin if you're willing to look at yourself and your behavior without shame or without judgment and see it for what it is and then decide to change your behavior and how you show up. It's always a choice. So if you're happy with how you show up, great. But if you're not and you'd like to do better, start by being honest with yourself and then start making a commitment to match how you show up with a higher set of values and standards. Now back to flakiness for a second. If we had the ability to secretly follow around those people who are always flaking out on dates, meetings, calls, those people who don't communicate properly and don't ever follow through, I am willing to bet 9 times out of 10, these same people show up for themselves with the same lack of commitment that they show to everyone else. So the good news about that, by the way, is that other people's behaviors and choices are not to be taken personal. How people show up is a reflection of their own relationship with themselves. And again, this is not meant to be judgmental at all. I only want to break down these observations because I believe if we can understand how this works, then it makes it that much easier to make positive changes for ourselves, and it makes it that much easier to not take other people so personally or be so hurt by how they show up, which is completely out of our control anyway. So when you start showing up for yourself with more conviction, more commitment, and more integrity, I believe this is what grows your personal power and allows you to move towards your goals faster, overcome obstacles more effortlessly, and stay focused on things that truly matter to build the life that you want to create. This is the seed of building a meaningful and joyful life you feel proud to call yours. It's also the seed of having a higher quality relationship with yourself. And how you show up for yourself affects how you show up in the world and how you show up in every area of your life, including your significant relationships, your ability to earn more money, your physical fitness and your body and your health. It affects everything. So how do we start to build these muscles of self-integrity? I have 4 ways that I'll share today on this podcast, but I'm sure there are more. The first way is to create and get really clear on your own personal set of values and standards that you want to govern yourself and your life by. And again, this is very personal because what is going to matter and be significant for one person is going to be different for the next person. So you really need to take some time out to sit with yourself, be quiet, spend some quality time with yourself and get clear on this. We have exercises for this. You can go to freeactionchallenge.com and download one of our free workbooks. Internal or retreat would work well for this. But get clear on your set of values and standards. So this could look like creating a list of things you will and will not tolerate or your non-negotiables. It could also look like doing an exercise of projecting in your mind or envisioning in your mind your ideal day, you know, a few years down the line, and drawing out the values and the things that are important to you based off of that, and then beginning to build habits today around what the results are in the future that you want to create. So that's number one, create a set of values and standards to govern yourself by. My second suggestion for building self-integrity is to think smaller to move big. This might sound a little counterintuitive, but stick with me. I think sometimes people get so bogged down by all there is to do to reach their goals that they stop moving. They get paralyzed because it can get really overwhelming and they think they have to have it all figured out before they even begin. False. I would suggest thinking smaller when you want to take action or when you're feeling overwhelmed by all the action there is to take. Focus on small things you can do daily to move the needle forward in your life. This way, you can take concrete action confidently and consistently over long periods of time. This is how you begin to move forward and keep your word to yourself and build up your sense of self-trust and self-integrity. And again, feel free to go to freeactionchallenge.com and download one of our free action workbooks to get more help on this. The third way to build up your self-integrity muscles is to upgrade your mindset. That means pour into yourself, invest in your own expansion. When you invest in something, it means you value it. So when you invest in yourself, you are communicating to yourself that you have value. There are many ways to invest in yourself, but here are just a few. You can exercise, you can read new books, you can listen to new podcasts like this one, hey! You can travel, you can volunteer, you can seek out more positive and action-oriented people, you can seek out coaching or therapy, you can spend some quality and quiet time getting to know yourself and getting to know what's important to you through journaling, meditation, or just being quiet. When you increase your internal locus of control, you are better able to direct your own life versus being carried by the current of others whose values and standards may not align with yours. They may also not be pursuing the outcomes for their life that you would want to pursue for yours. So that's number three, upgrade your mindset and invest in yourself. Number four, and the last one is kind of tough sometimes. I know it's been a very tough journey for me. It's gotten easier as I have grown over the years, but it's still a struggle. And I expect it's always gonna be a little bit of a struggle because I am a recovering people pleaser. But the last suggestion for building your self-integrity is boundaries. Boundaries with others and boundaries with yourself. Because boundaries protect you from having low quality experiences. But there's a reason why some people push your boundaries, and there's a reason why it's really difficult for some of us to enforce boundaries. Because boundaries are hard, and I don't think a lot of people teach boundaries really well. I know I didn't get that education growing up. And I think boundaries are worth a longer conversation, but for now, I'll just say that boundaries are a very high form of self-care and a great way to practice self-integrity in a meaningful way. Setting boundaries is a habit and it's a skill and it can take time. So if you're not the best at this, do not worry. You can keep learning and keep getting better. So to do a quick recap of what we've covered on this episode, self-integrity is threefold. It's about being honest with yourself, which takes courage and inner strength. Self-integrity is choosing to govern yourself in your life by a strong set of values and standards. And lastly, self-integrity is standing in your wholeness or being in a consistent state of good enoughness. This is where your personal power stems from, and it directly affects your ability to show up for yourself, keep your commitments to yourself, and take action for a long period of time to move your life in the direction you want to go. And really quickly, here is another recap of the suggestions for building your self-integrity muscles. Number one, Get clear on your set of values and standards, because what is acceptable to you and what isn't, that's what you need to get clear on. That goes for how you treat yourself and how you allow yourself to be treated by others. And it's about getting clear on how you will handle it when you or someone else crosses a line with you. Number two, think small to move big. That just means if you get easily overwhelmed or paralyzed by all the different ways that there are to take action and move towards your goals, move through that by choosing to focus on the smallest step forward you can take right now. Make it easy. Set yourself up for success. Something you can do daily to move the needle forward in your life. Number three, upgrade your mindset by what you consume with your mind and your energy. Invest in yourself and communicate to yourself that you have real value. Because, newsflash, you do. Number four, and the last one, is boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Make sure you protect yourself from low quality experiences by having firm boundaries. It's a habit and it's a skill that you can improve over time with practice and a commitment to showing up for yourself and putting in the work. That's all for now. Hope you got some value from this and hope you'll stick around for the next episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you can be notified when a new episode is posted. Like and review this podcast and share it with your friends so they can follow along too as we all take action together each month. Plus, that's added accountability for you. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you choose to invest in yourself, take action even if you don't feel ready, and build a life you're proud to have through consistent and intentional action, because how you show up really matters. Lastly, make sure you visit actionbreedsclarity.com to get your free resources. I'll see you in the next episode.